You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I'm looking at this story. They went out and surveyed hundreds and hundreds. Let me see. More than 700 divorced men and women. And they wanted to chat with them about a variety of things, like who initiated the divorce. And it's more than 2-to-1 that women initiate divorces. I don't know if you guys knew that.
They're just fed up.
Yeah, by 2-to-1 margin, they were like, yeah, they want out.
Well, do right, man.
I get it.
You need someone to do your laundry. I get it.
It can only take so much clothes on the floor.
Get a load of this for all of you who are happily married, you think.
Way to throw that in there.
Well, only because of what I'm about to tell you. 44% of people who are currently married have considered a divorce. Huh. So let's ask Jeremy.
Yeah, we have. We've talked about that. Right after we had our first kid, man, it was touch and go. We were really fed up with each other.
But now
that was a valley. They call that a valley.
And now everything's fine.
Everything's peachy keen, jelly bean. Can't get enough of her.
And 52% of divorced people are on good terms with their ex. And that's me. I'm on good terms. And so and I like that. And I have people tell me that they love to see that in people. Because, you know, traditionally, you know, the stereotype is you think a couple's getting divorced and then they curse each other and hate each other and stuff like that.
It's not good for the kids either.
Yeah, so I'm happy to say I'm part of those that get along. But the reason I brought this up is because of the headline of the story. It says that 1 in 4 divorced couples have had sex again since they split up.
Let's turn the attention to Dom Testa now.
It's the old sex with an ex is what it is.
I call it recycling.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you recycled with an ex-fiance?
No, just an ex. But
it's probably good. You mean you know what each other likes?
Exactly. And some of us ladies are concerned about our number. I know it's silly and petty, but you know, some of us are. And so the thought process is, well, I can still get a little action, but then I don't have to worry about upping my number.
And I see what you're saying.
So you're recycling
still
your number.
Stays at 7.
That's kind of funny, actually.
Yes, and he's married now, so I don't think that'll ever
happen. It might.
But I hope you're happy,
fingers
Luke.
Fingers crossed.
But you have plenty of other exes.
Sure do, Dom.
Because I believe you've got them scattered from, you through 3 time zones.
Yeah, coast to coast.
Mm-hmm. So you have a huge number.
Well, you know, I like to keep my options open.
No, wait a minute. You have through 4 time zones, actually. Because you do have East Coast exes.
Sure, yeah.
So you cover all 4
Sounds like a rap
zones.
Title.
Well, Jeremy, I'm kind of a playa.
You kind of are. I got my East Coast exes.
Hate the game, not the playa.
But it's also not just the recycling for that matter. I guess there are some people who worry about increasing their number. And if you don't know what your number is, what we're talking about, stop and think about it for just a second. So there might be that, but there's also probably the feeling of safety and or security. Like, I know this person, even though we're exes.
I feel safe in her arms.
Safe.
It's like coming home.
It really is.
Right.
It's like warm apple pie.
Chris?
I did that one time, and I thought it was going to be like warm apple pie, and it was like horrible cold leftover spaghetti.
It was rhubarb. It was rhubarb pie.
It was bad. Like, I remember why we broke up.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's funny. Oh, I can say yes, I have, but not my ex-spouse. I have not. We did not. We briefly tried that again when we were separated, but not after we were divorced.
Yeah, mine wasn't my spouse either. I just have to make that clear. It was a boyfriend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
there's someone sending some messages to us in hopes of winning his ex back. And
What are you talking about? A listener of ours?
A listener of ours is trying to win his ex-wife back. They are divorced and he's trying to put the moves on her again. So he's hoping for a little help from Mix 100 in the form of concert tickets to woo said ex-wife. And I
think. Wait. So he's asking for free tickets? Well, come on now. I mean, if you're trying
what
to
concert?
Woo back your wife.
I don't even know.
Spend some money.
Yeah, go spend some money, you cheap SOB. That's why she left you.
No, because we're all in different financial situations. And I got to say, there is something incredibly romantic about trying to win back your ex. Maybe not, you know, like hopefully if it's an apple pie ex, not a spaghetti ex.
I'm not denying that, but I'm saying to go and then turn around and try to get a radio station to fund it for you. It's like, no, be a man.
He doesn't have to tell her.
Spend the money.
He's broke.
Spend the money on buying her other things, and you know, we can try to help you out.
Maybe he could just serenade her himself. That's free.
Hello.
Write her a song.
It's me. It's me. I'm broke.
That's pretty funny.
Want more laughs? Follow us online
every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.